This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, which is, of course, the government's main office for citizenship and immigration services, says it's going to have to furlough two-thirds of its staff unless Congress sends $1.2 billion its way by the first week of August. Why, I hear you asking? Because it's funded by user fees. And as applications for legal immigration have dropped because fewer people want to come here, the agency is running out of money. And that means, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, that for people trying to get work visas or green cards, an already long and arduous process is going to get longer and more arduous.
Suraj Vyas came to the United States in 2002 to get a master's degree in computer science in North Carolina. He's been working under an H-1B visa since 2005, and he got tentative approval for permanent residence 4 years later. He's been waiting for his green card ever since.
After a certain period of time, we just stopped looking.
Suraj and his wife Garima have two daughters born in America. Garima is a dentist, and together they own their own practice in York, Pennsylvania, where they employ seven people. He still works in IT and has to renew his visa every couple of years.
There is like a sword hanging on your neck all the time, because unless you get your green card in your hand, you never know if what happens if your H-1 gets denied next time.
Manan Shah, a data specialist in Austin, Texas, is also waiting for his green card. But he's got a more pressing concern right now. He needs to visit his father in India, who has cancer. Shah's waiting for immigration officials to give him documentation that will allow him to get back into America.
If they are already backlogged and if they remove people, my worry is it might even cause further delay.
In a lot of ways, Shah's experience is typical.
To be an immigrant in this country is to shift from one anxiety to the next.
Alan Orr is president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. He says the USCIS budget is so dire because it has discouraged new applicants, doubled the amount of money it spends on fraud prevention, and tripled what it spends on vetting.
So the shortfall right now with the budget is from mismanagement of the government by imposing new regulations that weren't needed.
USCIS declined comment. The agency also made it more expensive to apply for a visa, raising fees earlier this year to make up for fewer applications. Richard Burke, CEO of Envoy Global, a firm that helps companies navigate the visa process, says companies are willing to pay those higher fees, but just want certainty. Employers are worried that a reduction in USCIS staff could mean they don't get the workers that they need.
Those that we serve view this as an entirely self-inflicted wound, and the consequence is just another challenge as these companies try to rebound from COVID and seek to hire the best and brightest.
Without intervention from Congress, the shortfall threatens to put more than 13,000 USCIS employees on furlough beginning August 3rd. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.